going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Efforting Bob Walk in the meantime. Man, there's a lot going on reaction-wise to what the Steelers did and didn't do last night. And as I mentioned off the top, it's not about Derek Harmon. I think he's going to be a good player. Obvious position of need. Everybody can see that. It's about, did they pass on a potential franchise quarterback? Did they not take a big swing when a big swing was required? I think so. And we can argue, we can go back and forth. Limits and I already have, but it's not like this is some crazy idea. I've mentioned the people who are Jackson Dart fans. Ben, Jack Ham. I like Dan Orlovsky at times anyway, especially when I agree with him. Pat Bostick, sitting right across from Adam Crowley in that chair over there, talked about how much he likes Dart. Ben said there's just something about this guy. He's got that it factor. Plus, he can make something out of nothing. Plus, he's an outstanding runner. Tough as hell. I like him. So the Giants have been an object of ridicule for good reason for a while now in the league. Although, as I mentioned, they have won a playoff game more recently than the Steelers. And their coach, while not exactly reminding anybody of Bill Parcells lately or since he got there, I think knows a thing or two about quarterbacks. Unfortunately for him, he inherited Daniel Jones, which in the end may cost him his job, really, the fact that he didn't have a quarterback when he got to the Giants and might not have enough time to develop Jackson Dart. Brian Daboll was at Alabama when they had Tua and Jalen Hurts. He helped to develop those guys. He worked with Josh Allen and was a key developer of Josh Allen, who was very raw when he got to Buffalo. I think Dart may have wound up in a good place if they give Daboll some time to get him going. But obviously there are a lot of people, including one NFL team at least, who thinks that Jackson Dart can be a franchise quarterback. The Steelers were said to have a first-round grade on Dart. So I think it's about what they didn't do. 412-928-9370. And I still think they got a good player in Derek Harmon. There's just an overriding question with this franchise is, what are you going to do with the most important position? To me, it would be difficult to be excited about anything with the quarterback question hanging over everything. 928-9370. And then, of course, there's the realization that, yes, we are in the toy store of life here talking about sports. And it's fun. And it should be. And it's passionate. And it should be. And that leads us to Greg Giannotti, our old friend from The Fan, who's so good at what he does. sure most of you out there remember him from his time here. And then every once in a while, Greg completely snaps. Not often, but it happened today, that's for sure. Because, as you can imagine, all the talk in New York is about Jackson Dart. Listen, if I left this draft last night and I had Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart, I'd be quite happy. I don't think Greg's happy. I think there are some people in New York who are not happy. And this was Greg Giannotti on Boomer and Geo on The Fan in New York when somebody was calling in saying that they liked this Jackson Dart thing. I get the idea, you know, call me crazy. I get the idea that Greg wasn't a big fan of the pick.
Okay. How many Ole Miss games have you actually watched all year? Okay,
I sat there and watched.
If the Giants like a quarterback, you go out and get him, Geo.
Okay, Mike. Okay. Hey, listen to me. Hold on for a second. For God's sakes, I'll talk to you. And by the way, I said this for dummies like you earlier that I hated the Vikings pick of J.J. McCarthy. I said he stinks and I hated it. So that has nothing to do with it being a Vikings fan or not. And how many Ole Miss games did John Gruden watch of Jackson Dart? And I'll tell you right now, he thinks he stinks.
How many times have you watched him play?
How many times have you watched him play, Mike?
More than you.
How many times have you watched him play? How many times? Seriously. He's a system quarterback in Lane Kiffin's offense. Go look up Matt Corral. How'd that work out? I just crumpled up a read. I'm supposed to.
Matt Corral's in the UFL, but
that's my favorite part. I think where the other guy on the show chimes in with an update on Matt Corral. That's great stuff. Limits. Would you agree on that?
1,000%. And I mean, I'm sure that was the reaction of. A lot of Giants fans, it might have been the reaction of some Steeler fans if that ended up being the case, but not Ryan Clark's decision.
Well,
not
the
his reaction.
No, he was hoping that Shedeur Sanders would be the Steelers guy. And Ryan was watching with everybody else, it seemed like, out in the crowd getting ready to go on the air and was watching with great anticipation, standing there with, I think, Fred Taylor, the former Jags running back, who's on his podcast. And this was Ryan Clark's reaction when the Steelers did not take a quarterback, namely for him, did not take Shedeur Sanders.
From the pivot.
I mean, Dewey, he's a good player. Mason Rudolph? Mason Rudolph?
He's all right.
He went to Tennessee and got worse. You know what we're going to do? Oh, let's wait for Eric. Wait for Eric to make a decision.
Listen, Eric gonna call. Eric, give
bro,
him a call.
We let Aaron Rodgers hold us hostage like we a four. We the Pittsburgh Steelers. We supposed to be acting like a kid. We acting like a four, like we four up. He didn't go crash the door. He thought
he really is a good player.
You know what?
I didn't catch the one thing. Like we're fours, he said? Like
yes.
A 4 out of 10
like
type
a 4
thing.
Out of 10, yes.
Yeah. That is incredible. It really is. Mason Rudolph, he says, went to Tennessee and got worse. So your thoughts on all this? You deserve a chance to step to the plate here at 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Now what? The Steelers have some currency here in the form of George Pickens. Do they move into the second round and go get Sanders or Jalen Milroe? I think Sanders is actually in a great position right now. I think he's going to go 37 to the Raiders. I think Tom Brady likes him. I think he's going to have a mentor in Brady, and I think that's going to be a really good spot for him. Would the Browns take him at 33 or 36? What do you think happens with him today? Limits. Where do you think he winds up?
I think he's going to end up going to the Browns in one of those two picks.
I don't.
Really?
I think he goes to the Raiders. And I think he actually winds up going to the perfect situation. For almost like when Rodgers dropped and dropped and dropped and went to Green Bay. And yeah, he still had to wait. But it turned out pretty good there, I would say. I was thinking about this with Milroe. Some people have him going to the Jets. A lot of people do. With, what is it, pick 42? Is that where they're saying he's going to go? I think it's 42. Wherever the Jets pick in that area. But the point there would be this. Limits, I've talked many times on the air about my dream for two guys to play quarterback who are great runners, have great arms, are quarterbacks, and could even catch the ball. Like a two-quarterback system where both guys are unbelievable athletes and could do anything.
Yeah,
where they could line up back there together, and you don't know which one the snap is going to. And the one that it does go to could run, throw, and the other guy could run, throw, catch. You could do all kinds of crap. A two-quarterback system, this would be the closest I think the league would have ever come to this. If you have Fields and Milroe in the same backfield. Like you had Fields and Russ last year on the same team, but Russ is no longer the runner he once was. That wouldn't have worked. This could revolutionize the NFL if the Jets were of a mind to do that. At least there's potential there. I think it would be phenomenal.
Welcome back, 2007. The Wildcat has returned. Yes, they do pick 42nd, the Jets do.
Yeah, a lot of people, at the very least, you have a situation where both your quarterbacks are similarly styled. So if Fields goes down, you don't need a new system for the other guy. You have two guys who may wind up interchangeable. But I think there's greater possibilities.
Okay, how frequent do you think that the quarterbacks would be on the field together then? Like Fields and Milroe, hypothetically.
In my dream, and what I've talked about, they'd both be on the field at all times.
Every play.
They'd both be in the shotgun. They'd both be in the shotgun. You don't know who the snap's going to, oh, limitless wonder.
What would be comparative to this in like other sports and having two quarterbacks on the field at the exact same time?
Nothing. There's nothing comparable to it. I've always wondered about what it would be like to have that.
I don't feel like it would go well.
I do. And I'm suddenly freaking out, and I don't know why. It might be that keg of coffee I drank.
It probably is, yes. And you getting your haircut earlier. Your coffee and yelling at the, well, not yelling at the barber, singing to the barber.
To the barber. And I felt like he went from mildly concerned to maybe dialing up somebody to come take me away by the end of that visit.
Interesting.
Where do you think the Browns go at pick 33? Because they've become, here's the thing. Not only are they a division rival, they become a rival to get a quarterback. That's the thing. And if the Steelers are putting all their eggs in next year's basket, guess who might be standing in their way? The Cleve Brownies. I thought they made a brilliant trade yesterday. I do. To get the Jags first round pick? Are you kidding me? Now they have their own and the Jags first round pick, and both teams might stink. Imagine what that might net them next year. The Steelers will be coming off a 10-8 season in which they get blown out of the first round of the playoffs if they make it, and they'll be looking for ways to get into the top 10, the Browns might have two top 10 picks. The guy the Steelers want might be the guy the Browns get. And now the Browns are sitting here with picks number 33 and 36. Do you think they take a quarterback there?
At one of the two picks, yes, I do think that they will take Sanders. Now, it would not surprise me if at that first pick at 33, they go Will Johnson, the corner from Michigan. He fell in the draft. I mean, he was ranked as the 10th overall player, according to ESPN. Many thought he would be like picked in the teens, maybe early 20s, and he's still on the board. He's still available, so it would not surprise me if they go with Johnson at that pick. And then at 36, they go with Sanders.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, let's line them up. 412-928-9370. Your take on this first round pick and the overriding question. I asked Ray Fittipaldo. I asked Donnie Football. Where's the quarterback coming from? I still think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. I do. I gave the little nugget yesterday. The nugget heard round the world. Because everybody else throws these things out there. I saw this guy at the airport. This guy's brother's son's sister's grandfather's cousin says that Aaron Rodgers is looking for a house. You know, that type of thing. But I actually did hear from what I thought was a very reliable source. A guy who works at a local golf club. And he's one of these guys that we all know. He knows everybody. He hears everything. Some of these guys are full of crap. Other guys aren't. This guy's not. He's not trying to impress anybody. Saw him at a range the other day. Yesterday, as a matter of fact. No, it was 2 days ago. 2 days ago. Yesterday, I played a round of golf, and I might add, had a 39 on 8 holes and then shot an 11. So I went from a very, very good round to a horrifying round based on one hole where I lost my mind. But that's highly beside the point. Standing next to this guy the other day, he's telling me, you know, this guy, that guy. Then Mark Whipple calls him, which only lends credence to, okay, this guy actually does know tons of people. He's sitting there talking to Mark Whipple, and he says to me during our little conversation, Aaron Rodgers' people are calling us and others around looking for a golf club around. Now, I didn't say was this 2 months ago, but it seemed to be implied that this was recent. It's a little golf club nugget from the Savvy Old News Sound. You like it, Limits?
I thought it was a good nugget.
Yeah.
Tony was asking me about it earlier. They played it on their show.
Nuggets for everyone.
Everyone.
So did Crowley.
Everyone's eating well. Yes.
There are. Now, when you get chicken nuggets, Limits, do you get the sauce? When my daughter gets them from Chick-fil-A, she doesn't want any sauce, just plain chicken nuggets.
Remember, we've had this conversation.
No, we haven't.
I'm not putting sauce on. Yeah,
no.
Did we not?
I don't remember.
Oh, no,
it.
I don't think we did.
Yeah, I've never had this with you.
Yeah. No, I'm not big on sauce. I'm not big on putting sauce on anything.
See, I am. And I like the little honey mustard. I really enjoy that on chicken nuggets. Yeah.
I like a little bit of lettuce on my burger or on like something else, and that's
sure.
it. And the pickles at Chick-fil-A, I will pull them off and eat them, and then I'll eat the sandwich. I won't eat the sandwich with the pickles on it.
You're very unwell for doing that.
You might say so, but I could throw back at you that you yawn inspirationally towards everyone.
Have you ever heard me yawn like that?
No, never. Inspirationally was the wrong word. I couldn't find the right one.
That wasn't me. That was a dying sheep.
Now,
I sent you a sound clip. Was it Pelissero? What did I just send you?
You sent me a Pelissero clip on where Shedeur Sanders could potentially go.
And how the Steelers may still be alive for Shedeur Sanders. Do
yes.
you have that?
It's a 4.5-minute clip.
Oh, my God.
Been
forget
cut
it.
Up yet,
Don't play that. Well, that's what he's saying.
The summary is that he could be picked at 83 as the floor, is what something like what right. Donnie talked about earlier.
That's exactly right. GP Defender of the North, I don't know who that is, says, I've been saying the two QB thing for years, two athletes in the backfield that can both throw. For whatever you think of it, Limits, just imagine the possibilities. I've got two guys back there with an arm that could pump the ball 60 or 70 yards. They're both quarterbacks.
Are they accurate?
Will you stop and just wait till I'm done? I know there's obvious questions.
There's a lot of questions with this.
Just for at least for a second, imagine the possibilities.
I'm imagining.
They can both throw the heck out of the ball. They're both quarterbacks. I mean, you know, they're not Tom Brady accurate, but they both had success at the highest levels. And they're both unbelievable runners. And I'm guessing since they're such great athletes, they can both catch the ball. Why doesn't somebody just do it? Just play two quarterbacks at the same time. And it would be Milroe and Fields. It would be unbelievable to watch. But yeah, Pelissero's saying that Sanders could drop all the way to 83 if a handful of teams pass on him. Milroe, I've seen going as low as 71 to the Raiders, so he could be in Steeler territory. Yes?
We have received a call from a man named Ladd that really likes your idea. Ladd is in Murrysville, and he has something to share.
Hello, Ladd.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I've never been better.
So we actually had that formation in high school with two quarterback offense.
Ooh.
And we thought it was going to be a great deal, but the issue was it took one less position away to utilize. In high school, you need the extra running back or receiver or something.
Yeah.
And after about 5 weeks, we abolished it.
So was it a case where both would stand in the shotgun and the defense wouldn't know which guy is getting the snap? Is that even legal? Can you have two guys back there without knowing who's getting the snap?
We did that. We had one guy was like four steps back, like a pistol, and the other guy was back a little bit farther. One was they were about a yard and a half, 2 yards apart, and standing back. But
why can't that be having where one guy who doesn't get the ball is then your de facto running back?
It could be.
So why didn't it work for you? I'm confused.
Well, we didn't have enough talent at the second position of a quarterback to do it.
Oh.
I think the coach was trying to do a gimmick in order to get us more competitive because we didn't have enough talent to accomplish our goals as a normal offense.
No, I hear that, and I give whoever that coach was enormous credit for trying it. But if you had, or if any team has, two players who can be very legit quarterbacks, maybe even good quarterbacks, can rifle the ball way down the field on top of that, plus can be de facto running backs. Both are great runners, and I would imagine could even catch the ball. That would be incredible, don't you think?
Well, we were excited about doing it. It just didn't work.
No, I hear it, but you're saying it didn't work because one of your quarterbacks wasn't good enough.
Exactly, yeah. But it was really a unique situation. It was
Love
called
it.
A cow. The one person was called a cowboy, and the other was called a sheriff. So the guy that was making the calls in a huddle would say, okay, cowboy snap, sheriff left, and then those are the way the plays were drawn up is because the two quarterbacks were designated by cowboy and sheriff.
I actually love that, and I appreciate the call. The cowboy and the sheriff, Limits.
Cowboy and the sheriff.
Be unbelievable.
Somebody on the text line does point out and says, Limits, PSU has been doing this for a while now with the two quarterback stuff with Aller and Prabula. Somewhat, a little bit different. They'd line up Aller wide, though, and basically
right.
be a non-threat.
Right.
It would just be Prabula running or maybe occasionally
I
throwing.
Want two guys in the shotgun a couple of yards apart where you don't even know which guy's getting the snap. You'd have to have an unbelievably accurate center, by the way. Hopefully it wouldn't be Pouncey.
Hopefully it wouldn't be Kendrick Green.
The first...
What do you think would happen with Kendrick Green as the center for this?
The
he
first
picked
ball
the wrong guy that gets the ball.
Right. Constantly. He'd snap right in between them.
He'd snap it to the running back.
You'd have balls going to Station Square on his snaps.
Look out, Allegheny. Home run balls aren't the only thing landing in that river.
The Matt Gorski snap. All right, next. Who's next, Limits?
All right, let's go to John in Butler.
Hello, John.
How you doing today?
Good.
Good.
good. Hey, just a couple of things. I heard some things earlier while I was driving here, but, you know, our success in the draft over the last 10 years hasn't been that great. I think we're all getting really excited about who could do what and who could do this. And we've got huge holes, the defensive line and the quarterback, obviously. I like Mike Tomlin a lot as a competent and good coach, a good man, good for the community, all that. But his player development, I don't think he's gotten more than two or three guys in the last 10 years that have been worth the number one pick, you know, in the end.
Yeah.
And that's scary in of itself. But I think Shador was a little bit more of a reach versus Hammond. I just really think that. I think with both holes as big as they are, I like the sensibility that somebody kind of said, look, this guy's going to be less development and he can impact right away than Shador.
Yeah, you might very well be right about that. You may be right about that, but it doesn't take away the fact that there's still a gigantic, gigantic question looming over this franchise is where are they going to get that guy? Aaron Rodgers is not the guy. He may have some good football left in him. He's not the guy to get you to a Super Bowl again, which I think is the idea around here. Of course, you'd start by winning a playoff game. Must strike that. You'd start by being actually competitive in a playoff game for the first time in 9 years. And that sort of brings us back to the top of the show today, or at least part of it, which was there's just this assumption that the Steelers always know what they're doing. Yep, of course the Steelers made a good pick. They always do, except that they almost always don't. That's the thing. Before Fatanu and Broderick Jones, and those are incompletes, although Jones took a step back last season, I think we all agree, they were two for their previous 10 on first-round picks. 2 for 10. Maybe 3 for 10 if you think Bud Dupree was a good pick. And that just speaks to sort of the national delusion regarding this franchise. And again, for me yesterday, I do think Derek Carmen's going to be a good player. I just don't think they made the right pick. It's more about who they didn't take than who they did. 928-9370. Get to your calls. Why don't we take one more before we get to Bechtold's breakdown?
Sure. Here is Gene in Harrisburg.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
Just real quick point. Yeah, I would only have been on board with Sanders if in their minds they had 100% certainty he was taking them Super Bowl bound in a year or two. Otherwise, be honest with you, the drama surrounding him and his old man are not worth it. We don't need any more of that.
Well, you're never going to be 100% certain that a guy's going to take you to the Super Bowl. Social media's biggest loser, Malzi, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken1808loss.com. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. It's time for Bechtold's Breakdown.
Let's do it. And we have our guy Jake in the building here to witness it from Southside Plumbing and Heating. Thank you to Jake for bringing this to us.
Peanut butter cookies he brought
were to
die for.
Incredible.
Oh, my God.
Joe, I have a clip for you.
Please.
That might answer some questions
okay.
that we have.
All right.
This is Aditi Kinkabwala, who joins the PM team
yeah.
every week. This is what Aditi said before the draft on what the Steelers could do. It's pretty relevant now on the CBS Sports Network.
Now, I've been told that I should not be surprised if Shador Sanders drops out of the first round. The last few weeks, I've had very strong feelings that Mike Tomlin would certainly be interested in taking Shador Sanders. He didn't dissuade anybody when he spoke about him at length this week, which is unusual for Tomlin to talk so much about a draft pick. But there is a good chance that Steelers owner and president Art Rooney steps in and says that's not the necessary pick. This team really needs a defensive tackle.
Was it Art's call? Was Art the one that made the call?
Listen, I'm sticking with my contention that if Mike Tomlin, the person that you have made the fifth highest paid coach in all of American sports, that you have conferred all this power to over all these years walks in and says, I want this guy at the single most important position to be our face of the future. I refuse to believe that Art says, no, no, you're not doing that, Mike. I don't believe that. But maybe Aditi's right. Maybe some other people are right about there being a split in the room and about Tomlin getting overruled. I don't believe that. Next.
I think that there was a split in the room, and I think that Art maybe had a little bit more of a say in it than we're willing to believe. You know, when
does that not unnerve you? That Art would be making calls on player personnel?
If it was Art's call.
It unnerves me.
But if it was Art's call, wouldn't they have signed one of Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, too?
Yeah, I thought that's what he wanted to say.
It seemed like it.
They should have signed. Art's call should have been, get us Jackson Dart. That should have been the call.
No. Do you know the call that Tomlin always makes to the rookies in the first round? The Steelers always post it.
Yeah.
I always think it's pretty cool. This is what Tomlin said to Derek Harmon on the Steelers socials.
Derek, how you doing? Hey, congratulations to you, man. We're excited to have you. You're in Detroit with your family? Man, congratulations, man. We're excited about getting started. We want you to bring that big boy presence that's been on display on all that tape we looked at. My guy, hey, congratulations to you and yours, man. We got a lot of people that want to welcome you and say hello. And then you're gonna get an opportunity to maybe address the media, and then we'll get you in Pittsburgh, PA tomorrow. How's that sound?
I always like those moments.
That is awesome. And for whatever we think about what's been happening with the Steelers lately and our opinions on where they should have gone with the first pick, this seems like a high character kid, a great kid who's going through a lot in his life with his mom right now. And Mike Tomlin is indisputably a hero to a lot of football players around the country. And to have that happen where Mike Tomlin calls you up and says, we want you to be a Steeler, that's a tearjerker.
No doubt. And Harmon talked about his mom and the resiliency that she is fighting through.
I grew up with her having probably 7 to 8 brain surgeries. And after all those brain surgeries, man, she did not give up. She still took me to practice, still went to work. And I always in the back of my head from the beginning of my college career was, why can't I keep going? If I'm tired, I'm injured, whatever it is, why can't I keep going if she can get up and she keep going after brain surgeries?
Wow. I think a lot of people were moved by that. And also, I think he used a portion of his NIL money to get her a vehicle, did he not?
Yes.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he talked about that at the Rose Bowl where he used some of it. And the reporter that was asking was like, hey, so, you know, you got all this NIL money now. It's pretty cool, like, how it's changed. Like, what did you do with it? Did you buy, like, a car? And, you know, it was trying to get him to say, like, what was the most expensive flamboyant thing you bought? And he was talking about how he went to help his mom. And he also mentioned how he was going to see his mom to tell her what had transpired because she was not there at the draft party.
She's on life support. So after I got off the phone with you guys, I'm going to head straight to the hospital and kind of telling her ear to her son got telling her son got drafted.
Wow.
Pretty powerful.
What do you even say to that? And from the guy that we talked to at the Oregonian, this kid in 1 year, just 1 year at Oregon, you know, established himself as the type of guy that people want to follow. Mostly, he said, you know, quietly by what, you know, how he acts. You know what I mean?
So a lot of people have comped Cam Hayward. And I know Cam has a podcast now and everything. He's gotten a little bit more of a bigger personality. But I see some similarities between his game, Cam's game, the way they act off the field, leadership components to them.
Who better to learn from ever than Cam Hayward?
Right. Now, we're not saying that, you know, Harmon's going to be a Hall of Famer like Cam is bound to be, but it's definitely a good place to start.
Limits, this was a good show today. And, man, we're going to have a lot to talk about next week. I think the Aaron Rodgers news is going to break over the weekend. That's not any hard and fast information. I just have a gut feel. Thank you, friend. See you Monday.
Always fun, my friend. Have a good weekend.